How to Serve with Love by Amanda Eidelman, read by Ellie Johnson. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. Galatians 5:13. Barnes' notes on this passage explains to us that Galatians 5 is about people who are struggling to stay committed to their new faith. They're easily being pulled back into old habits. The temptation for these new Christians was to abuse Paul's message of freedom and manipulate it into a free pass to return to their old sinful ways. Paul sternly corrects this erroneous thinking and reminds them what the true reason for the spiritual freedom Christ had died for. They're free so that they may be able to serve others in love. Paul teaches the Corinthians a similar message in 1 Corinthians 12. In this text, he explains that they all have gifts given by the Spirit, but these gifts are given to serve the common good. All we have been given through the Spirit of God is not for us to hold on to for our own profit. Just as 1 Corinthians 13:2 tells us, if we don't have love, we have nothing. Paul is reminding the Galatians of the same principle. We are free so that we may love. What does love-infused service look like in practice? The struggle many of us face is how to toe the line between servanthood and bitter martyrdom. As a mom of three young kids and a wife, the line gets blurry for me on a regular basis. I so want to love my family well, but struggle with thoughts that reek of bitterness and discontentment. It's a common problem. We have all heard stories of the passionate pastor that becomes a bitter victim of congregations that work them into the ground. We see people who serve at church jump in with willing hearts and then become the biggest critics of how everything is done. Even eager new employees join their new team only to a year later find themselves unhappy at work once again. In marriage, spouses struggle to serve with love over the long haul of a lifetime together. Service without love at the center leads to bitter hearts and broken relationships. 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 8 gives us a pretty exhaustive list of what our love should look like. Love is patient, kind, doesn't envy, doesn't boast, does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking, is slow to anger, keeps no record of wrongs, does not delight in evil, rejoices with the truth, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love does not fail. What a list! If we spend our days just focused on getting just one of these aspects right in our lives, we could exhaust ourselves pretty quickly. So how do we accomplish this impossible task of letting love drive our service? 1 John 4:10 through 14 gives us the answer. We only love because God so graciously first loved us. Beyond just loving us, He gives us His Spirit to live in us. How do we love? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is up to us to invite the Holy Spirit to give us the strength we need to do the things He has called us to do on a daily basis. It can't be about being perfect at everything for those we love or about us having the right answers when problems arise. We are only able to serve one another in love when we continuously invite God's power to work in and through our lives.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local AngelTree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship AngelTree strengthens and encourages families every day. AngelTree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and get biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reason podcast show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.